guess what? The economy is moving along just fine. Thank you very much. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 29th day of June. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. In other news, a new job training program is targeting residents in rural Arizona. Southwest Airline pilots move closer to a strike. Some football news for you today, and it's about J.J. Watt. We'll check out what's expected to be the Social Security cost of living adjustment for next year. Some shocking news from National Geographic. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the Earth is tilting more. And we'll tell you why. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. The Commerce Department has released revised figures that indicate the U.S. economy grew by 2% annually in the first quarter of this year. The reason? U.S. consumers continue to spend and keep the overall economy strong. To be sure, the government's third and final report on January-March economic growth still marked a deceleration from the 2.6% annual rate from October through December of last year and the 3.2% growth from July through September also of last year. So why was it less? The economy has been slowed by the Federal Reserve's aggressive drive to tame inflation through a series of interest rate hikes that began early last year. So what about the U.S. consumer? Well, you continue to spend despite ever-rising borrowing costs. Consumer spending, which fuels about 70% of the economy, rose at 4.2% annual rate in the January through March quarter, the most since April-June of 2021. Meanwhile, jobless claims fell to 239,000 during the week that ended June 24. That's down from 265,000 in the prior week. Economists had expected jobless claims would increase to 266,000, but clearly that didn't happen. Wall Street reacted to the news, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Much has been said and written about the state of rural America, as to so many communities are shrinking as both jobs and people find their way to larger cities. Now, Arizona will attempt to stem the outward migration and has announced it's partnering with the manufacturing industry and local colleges to train potential workers in rural areas of the state. Governor Katie Hobbs announced the formation of two manufacturing workforce accelerators, one in Yuma and one in Kingman. The Democratic governor says the training programs called Future 48 Workforce Accelerators will ensure residents in less urban areas benefit from the growing presence of manufacturing and technology companies. The Arizona Commerce Authority will oversee the operations, and the state is investing up to $30 million to create six of these accelerators. The labor dispute between Southwest Airlines and its pilots is heating up. The Associated Press is reporting that the pilots' union is asking federal mediators to open the way for a strike, saying that big differences remain over pay and other items despite 3 years of bargaining over a new contract. The request by the Southwest Airline Pilots Association does not mean a strike is imminent, even though union members voted nearly unanimously back in May to authorize a strike. If mediators grant the union's request, pilots could strike, but only after a 30-day cooling-off period during which the White House could delay a walkout or Congress could impose a settlement on both sides. Earlier this year, Pilots at Delta Airlines ratified a contract giving them raises of 34% over 4 years. United Airlines pilots are still bargaining, and the Union for American Airlines Pilots is considering whether to hold a ratification vote on a tentative agreement between the airline and union negotiators. Airline profits continue to grow as Americans once again are taking flight, and the unions have been watching those bottom lines carefully. He played for the NFL for 12 seasons, 10 in Houston and 2 in Arizona, and now former defensive end J.J. Watt will head to the broadcast booth. He signed a multi-year deal with CBS Sports to serve as a studio analyst. Watt's first appearance will be on the NFL Today during Week 1 on September 9. He'll also be an analyst for NFL shows on CBS Sports Network and online. The Associated Press is reporting that Watt, the 2017 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, is the only player in league history to record multiple seasons with at least 20 sacks. Saying he loves the game too much to just walk away, he said he's ready to suit up with other NFL greats like JB, Coach, Boomer, Phil, and Nate, longtime hosts at CBS and NFL Today. Well, the fact that inflation is cooling off will have an impact on the cost of living adjustment for Social Security recipients. USA Today is reporting that Social Security beneficiaries may be groaning a bit. Cooling inflation means a significantly lower cost of living adjustment of 2.7% for next year. That's according to a forecast from the Senior Citizens League, a nonprofit seniors group. That figure is less than one-third of the four-decade high of 8.7% from this year and below last month's estimate for a 3.1% increase for next year. So the question is, if inflation is going down, isn't a lower cost of living adjustment still okay? Well, the Senior Citizens League says no. Why? Seniors spend their money differently. Retirees spend most of it on housing, food, transportation, utilities, and health care, all of which are still increasing at a quick pace. In the May inflation report, shelter costs climbed 8% over the past 12 months, food gained 6.7%, transportation services jumped by 10.2%, electricity 5.9%, and medical care commodities, which include prescription and non-prescription drugs and equipment and supplies, added 4.4%. In the league survey, 62% of respondents said food costs were still their fastest growing cost, while housing costs were most worrisome among 22% of the respondents. And here is a bit of sobering news about all of this. Annual cost of living adjustments are meant to ensure Social Security beneficiaries' purchasing power is not eroded by inflation. However, COLA has not kept pace, and seniors were the only group that saw its share of poverty increase between 2020 and 2021, that according to the Census Bureau. Who doesn't know about the National Geographic, the magazine that's been reporting on science and natural world for 135 years, reached another difficult passage when it laid off all of its last remaining staff writers. The cutback, the latest in a series under owner Walt Disney Company, involves some 19 editorial staffers in all who were notified back in April that these terminations were coming. Article assignments will now be contracted out to freelancers or pieced together by editors. The cuts also eliminated the magazine's small audio department. The Washington Post is reporting that departing staffers said the magazine has curtailed photo contracts that enabled photographers to spend months in the field producing the publication's iconic images. In a further cost-cutting move, copies of the famous bright yellow-bordered print publication will no longer be sold on newsstands in the U.S. starting next year. At its peak in the late 1980s, National Geographic reached 12 million subscribers in the United States and millions more overseas. Many of its devotees so savored its illumination of other worlds, space, and the depths of the ocean, little-seen parts of the planet, that they stacked old issues into piles that cluttered attics and basements for years. The positive banking and economic news pushed the Dow higher by 269 points to close at 34,122, but the NASDAQ retreated fractionally to end the session at 13,591, and the S&P 500 picked up 19 points to close at 43.96. West Texas Intermediate crude gained a bit as well, closing near $69.77 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is just one more thing you need to worry about. What is it? The tilting of the earth. Groundwater extraction to provide communities with drinking water and irrigation has pulled so much moisture out of the earth, it's tilting the planet's axis. According to new research, the earth's axis shifted about 31 inches to the east over the course of about two decades. That's roughly 1.7 inches a year. Why? Well, because of our need for groundwater. While people don't necessarily feel the Earth rotating, shifts to its rotational axis could cause further changes to the climate and impact GPS systems for cell phones, weapons, and even airplanes. Wow. And that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.